economic affairs, IEA, is proposing the establishment of an independent multi-party parliamentary budget office to oversee government spending. According to the institute, the proposal ensures that government takes in the budget and reduce the deficit with the balloon to unacceptable limits, especially during election year. This was made known as a media victory in Accra to expand the city for in budget presented by the finance minister last Tuesday. According to the IEA, Parliament has the responsibility to be the watchdog of a government's spending. However, its weak oversight has led to governments requesting for supplementary budgets to meet its expenditures, compounding the already high budget deficit. A senior economist at the IEA, Dr. John Kwachi, who made the presentations, noted that in 2011, a budget deficit of 4.8% increased to 6.7% after a supplementary budget was approved, which eventually ballooned to 11.8% in December 2012. Thus, he blamed on Parliament for not playing its role effectively. Dr. Kwachi further stated that Ghana's budget deficit is too high, far away from the West African Monetary Zone's convergence target of 3%, describing the 2014 budget deficit target of 8.5% as not ambitious enough.
If Parliament approves the budget for government, especially expenditure, it should monitor it very closely and make sure that they don't take delays. It happens from year to year. There's a public accounts committee, yes. But what I'm saying is that we allow this thing to go on. And then nobody is called for that, nobody sanctions anybody. And it's not like this particular government's problem. So when I'm saying that we need to institutionalize and create a parliamentary budget office, consisted by independent multi-party members. In check, especially during election years. Because a budget of 4.8% is bound to 11.8%, and nobody is talking about it. What is the role of us?
Touching on government expenditure, Dr. Kwachi noted that the current expenditure of 34.1% is still high. He says, though, the IEA welcomes the initiatives announced to manage the wage bill. Without public sector reforms, it will be difficult to reduce expenditures. He called for stricter controls over municipal district assemblies, while commended government for cutting down its pay by 10%.
The decision by the president and his appointees to take a pay cut of 10% is a step in the right direction. It is a good, even if only a token gesture, it is the right signal to send to the public at a time the executive is calling for belt tightening in the face of severe economic hardship. There is a need to institute stricter controls over MDA spending to reduce the high level of commitment on budgeted spending and areas. In that regard, the decision to ensure that the MDA operates within their budget allocation is in the right direction and should be strictly enforced.
Dr. Kwachi also applauded the proposed infrastructure and SME fund initiated by government. Let's go reporting.